Sure, why not? This is a little bit hefty, a little bit loud, amen? All right, everybody, open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. How many of you are ready to be blessed? How many of you are ready to be blessed? Okay. I'm going to ask that question one more time. How many of you are ready to be blessed? There's one scripture. There's one something I want you to write down. Write this down in your notes real quick. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth absolutely no sorrow with it. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. And if you turn to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16, it says, wash you and make you clean, put away the evil of your doing, from before my eyes cease to do evil. Everybody say, stop doing evil. Because we want to get down to verse 19. How many of you want to get to 19? It says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye will eat the good of the land. Somebody say, that's a good thing, isn't it? How many want to eat the good of the land? I mean, I've eaten a lot of crow, eaten a lot of stuff, amen, but it's time to start to eat the best of the land. But you have to walk obediently before you start to eat from the land. Is that all right? So it says learn. Everybody say learn. Everybody wants to do good, but it says, listen, you're not going to be able to do good until you learn to do good. So it says learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, and judge the fatherless, and plead for the widow. Isn't that the great kind of life? How many would like that kind of lifestyle instead of having to take care of yourself? Most people think, man, I'm trying to fend for myself. I ain't got no time to be worried about nobody else's dinner. Amen. I'm trying to handle me. How many of you still working on you and would love to be to the place that the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive? But there are a lot of people, we're not blessed to the level to where we could be thinking about anybody else's stuff because we're so concerned about our own stuff. But God wants to get us blessed to the point to where we could be able to minister and bless others. That's what true prosperity does. Amen. It frees you up to help somebody else. So it says learn. Everybody say learn. How many of you want to learn to do well? One thing I like about that verse, it says learn to do. Everybody circle the word do. Everybody got a Bible out there? If you don't have a Bible, I can hand them out. How many Bibles do we need? Everybody raise a hand. Okay, we're going to get your Bible. Somebody say amen. Y'all pray in the Holy Ghost until I get back. You know, life is basically based on nothing but seasons. And each season of our life is an appointment with God. Do you know that? How many glad that we're doing a season together? Do you know we're doing a season together? I've had many seasons in my life, but every season is an appointment with God. And this appointment, amen, we're going to be together. Amen. I pray this is a good, nice, long season. We're going to flow together. You want a Bible? Amen. We're going to flow together in this season. So in this season, I believe God wants us to do this. I believe he wants us all to learn. Everybody say learn. You know, you can't, there are certain things you got to learn about before you're able to do it. And how many are glad to be sitting up under the word of God? But you want to learn to do what? Somebody say to do. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That means action comes from when you hear. And a lot of people aren't able to act because they haven't heard anything. And faith without works is dead. So you're going to hear this word, amen, but it's not going to do you any good until you do something about it. How many want like this report that you're hearing, this good news gospel, amen, that God's out to do you good and give you an expected end? Amen. But it says you're learning that you might be able to do. Somebody say you'll only receive what you do and what you work. You've got to mix your faith with it. Said the word of God did them no good because they did not mix it with faith. That means they did not mix it with some kind of action. How many of you are mixing your faith? How many say you're mixing the word of God for your life with action? How many of you know that you got a word over your life? How many still want to hear the word over your life? Amen. Well, first you got to hear it, and then once you hear it, you got to figure out how can I apply that word to my life? And you know what? It'll get to the point to where you just have to hear it. You have to hear it. Then all of a sudden you start to obediently walk in. Then before you know it, you'll start to look around and say, man, the miracles happening around me. The miracle of God is, the whole thing might not be in manifestation, but it's actually happening around me. I'm able to fulfill my destiny. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So it says, listen, learn to do well. That's the first thing you want to write down in this year. That I want to learn to do well. And you need to write down the word evil. Evil means walking in a direction contrary to the will of God for your life. Amen. I tell you what, I've got to do what God wants me to do with my life. I've got to fulfill my goal, fulfill my destiny, whatever the word that he spoke over my life, the vision that he put before me. Amen. That's his destiny for my life. And anything that I do, anything, somebody say anything. Anything that I do that's, not in sync or not in line or not in unity with that vision, you know what it is for my life? Evil. Because God's will for your life is the right path. Amen. It's a path of blessing. So it says learn to do well. And when it's talking about learn to do well, it's talking about learn to walk on the path that God has for you. First of all, people are going to hear the path that God has for them, and many times they're afraid. They don't think that the path of God is able to sustain them. How many got some dreams you think, I can never make a living doing that? I can't survive doing that. How am I going to get by day? I can't do that. How many got some lifestyles like that? You know what? That's what it's like for me when I went out and did ministry. How can you survive doing a ministry and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ with no people? You know what? I live well and will live better. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You cannot be afraid to follow the path of God for your life. Fear will keep you from walking in God's best for you. There are many people that God wants to hook them up with businesses and bless them in different areas of their life, but they're so afraid to take a step forward. Amen? They're afraid to start. You can't be afraid to start. God might be speaking to you about pies. Amen? Don't let the devil steal your joy. God said, listen, I want you to make some fried chicken and get that chicken in the frying pan and cook it up. Amen? And the first thing I want you to do is start sowing fried chicken. Somebody say, sowing fried chicken. Then all of a sudden, everybody gets addicted to your fried chicken. They want to start to buy it. Amen? Faith comes by hearing the word. God wants to bless you. He wants to give you an expected end. And if you sit up under the word long enough, it will come to you. It's not going to come overnight. You didn't get in a hole overnight. Some said, yes, I did. I was born in a hole. Amen. I was, some said, I was born poor. Amen. The Lord said, talk to me. Amen. But I tell you what, it takes a while to get where you are. It's going to take a little bit of steps of faith to get out of where you are. But you got to have the right vision, and you got to have enough unction, amen, to believe God to bless you. So say, first of all, I'm going to hear my way to abundance. Now, I might not have, so you might look at me and get confused. Let me say, well, Pastor Rod driving that old car, he's trying to sow away. Amen. He's doing all that. What could he do? What could he do? I tell you what, I've talked a lot of people into money. I've talked people into houses. Amen. There's some people that talk you out of your shoes. Amen. But I'll talk you into some good stuff. And I got people that'll testify to it. I'll talk you into some money. Amen. The word of God is rich. Amen. And there's something in the Bible that talks about, says, look, he became poor that we might be able to get rich. Amen. So we pay the price that you might be able to prosper. And I want you to know it's God's will for him to hook you up and to do you well. And I see you blessed. Amen. And we want to start to encourage you in the future. Amen. That God's got a higher way for you. He's got a higher plan for you. And I don't want you to be afraid to take steps to get out there and take chances. If you don't have anything, you can risk it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I mean, it was easy for me to start something because I could risk anything. It wasn't worth nothing. Amen. Somebody say, work it. You can try anything. You just say, I don't want to lose anything. If you ain't got nothing to lose, well, lose it and win. So come. Somebody say, come and learn to do well. Look at, poke somebody inside and say, I'm learning to do well. You're not just learning, you're learning to do. That makes me so mad that people that just sit up there and look at you. Ooh, that's a good one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 10 years later, still broke. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. That's a good one. Amen, people. So everybody gone to Prosperity Church and everybody broke in the church. Amen. Yeah. Somebody say, why? They were learning, but they weren't learning with the mindset to do. This miracle's not going to work for you. This faith stuff's not going to work at you until you start to hear God and step out on it. How many of you stepped out on faith and saw God come through? I could tell you, praise the Lord. So it says, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, and judge the fatherless, and plead for the widow. Come now. So say, come. Well, that's the first thing. If you want to be blessed, you know I got a covenant to get you blessed. Amen. If you want to be blessed, it says, come. When does it want you to come? It says, come next week. Come next week. Come when you get your life together. And come, you know, come after you done messed everything up. When does it, everybody look at your Bible. Say that word right there. Somebody say, come now. Everybody say, now. Nah. I said, now. Nah. Somebody say, come up here now. God is trying to tell you this. See, that's what gets me about people. People want to wait forever for God to bless them and God to have his way with you. Listen, if we would just come now. It says, come now and let us reason together. And that reason means don't come and argue with God. Come and agree with God. Amen? Amen. Come and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet. Somebody say, though you be messed up and in the wrong direction, though everything be turned upside down, doesn't matter where you start. Matters where you end up. So come now. Well, after I get this stuff, after I get my life together, I'll come. After I get rid of this habit, I'll come. After I get rid of this addiction, I'll come. After my life gets together, I'll come. God doesn't want you to come when everything's together. He wants you to come now. He's the God that makes everything better. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. So someone say, come now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. Listen, though your sins, somebody say sins, be as scarlet. I mean, sins is just walking down the wrong path. Somebody say, always missing it. You know that's not God's best for you. I mean, you're always missing it. Though your sins, though your life be completely messed up, though your head's messed up, listen, though you be Alice Cooper, though you be Marilyn Manson, it doesn't matter who you are, though you be totally messed up, listen, the Bible tells us, though, listen, they shall be. Somebody say, they shall be. Doesn't matter what you are, it matters what you shall be. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Doesn't matter what you are, it matters what, somebody say, they shall be. But they won't be until you come now. So many people want to be something. They want that shall be, but they don't want to come to the present now. Amen. So it says, what I am now will be something else later. Amen. It says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Some say, I'm going to be. All right. Say it one more time. I'm going to be. How many of you believe that? All right. First of all, God's going to wash away every one of your sins. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only will he wash away your sins and deliver you from hell and take you to the kingdom of heaven when you die, he'll bless you a little bit while you're here. Somebody say, full salvation. Glory. So you can make a difference. How many want to make a difference while you're here? All right. And this is the verse I like right here. If ye be willing. Somebody say, willing. And what? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hold on. It says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But there are so many people that are so unyielding to God's Spirit, so unyielding to the flow of the Holy Ghost, so unyielding to inspiration. You know what I'm talking about? Inspiration. You know, sometimes the Holy Ghost leads you to do something. Well, you got to be willing. What that word willing means, it means open, pliable to the Holy Ghost. How many had the Holy Ghost lead you to do something? You felt inspirations by the power of God, and you got up and followed that inspiration. Listen, if you start to be willing to be led by the Holy Ghost and be led by the flow of the Spirit of God and led by your spirit, not by the flesh, guess what will happen? You'll eat the good of the land. Some say, I'm willing to hear the Spirit, and I'll be obedient when it tells me to do something. Somebody praise the Lord just in this place. Everybody say, thank God four times. Say it one more time. You're going to get this down on the inside of you. You're going to get this down on the inside. I tell you what, somebody's going to be blessed this time next year. Amen. Somebody's going to be blessed this time next year. Rex, I don't think they believe me. Hey, man, we've been here before. Amen. We were in a lot of rough places. Amen. We've been here before. And we told them before, I said, this time next year we'll be singing. Glory to God. And we are. And the best is yet to come. You ain't seen nothing yet. But if you can hold on to this word, the word of God is true. If you can hold on to this word and apply it to your life, I tell you what, if you become willing to the yielding of the Holy Ghost and to the Holy Spirit and obedient to the word of God, you shall, somebody say, you will eat the good of the land. Well, if you're not willing, if you're so hard-headed and stiff-necked, somebody say hard-headed, stiff-necked, well, you'll be eating briars and sticker brawls. What do you call them, sticker briars? What do they call them, sticker? What do they call those things? We call them briars and sticker brawlers up there where we are, amen? You'll be eating crud. People that don't learn how to follow the Holy Ghost, I mean, they eat mess. How many of you eating a lot of junk? You know, you're eating a lot of junk. There are a lot of stuff put in front of your face. I'm going to say, eat it. You know, you're always eating fast. You're always making a mess of things. Well, you're eating that because we have not yet learned to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, beside the still waters, he leads me. Somebody say, praise God. Well, when we follow the Holy Ghost, he'll lead you peacefully. Amen. He'll lead you. He'll give you peace about stuff. You'll learn to follow the peace of God. Somebody say, thank God. You learn to follow the peace of God. And if you learn to follow the peace of God, sooner or later, you'll get to the point to where you're eating the good of the land. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. Did you know that? Write that down and point to yourself and say, God wants to bless me. But I've got to get in agreement with what God wants to do. It takes time. It takes time to condition you to hear his Holy Spirit and to follow through on what it said. Somebody say amen. Amen. Turn to Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. This is good stuff. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him. I'm supposed to tell you that it's going to be well with you. Everybody say well. Say it one more time. Will you listen to me? I'm supposed to tell you that it's going to be well with you. That God wants to do something for you. Amen. There are a lot of people say it's well with my soul. Amen. But I'd like it to be well with my soul, but also on the outside too. God wants to make it more than just well with your soul. Amen. For they shall eat the fruit of their doing. Hallelujah. Well, if it's well for the righteous, why is it well for the righteous? Because they'll be eating the fruit of their doings. Now, what? That's if their doings are what? Righteous. So that just tells you that the righteous will do well is because they're eating the fruit of their labors and the fruit of what they do. So early in the scripture when God says, listen, come and learn to do. Because you're going to learn what to do because you're going to be eating what you do. You're going to be eating your steps. You're going to be eating your decision. You're going to be eating what you sow. Amen. You're going to be eating how you live. If you get up and get, you know, if you don't get up in the morning and do what God wants you to do, guess what? You're going to eat that. Somebody said, you're going to eat that extra 15 minutes. See, people don't think that their actions will actually affect their lives. Your actions and your decisions will affect what you do. Amen. Somebody say, you eat what you do. Say it one more time. You eat what you do. Now think about this. What did you do today? Think about that real quick. What did you do today? What did you think on? What did you walk in? Amen. If you did what God wanted you to do, you walked in the spirit of the Holy Ghost, you walked in the inspiration of God, guess what? You'll be eating that tomorrow. Somebody say, thank God one more time. Shall eat the fruit of their doing. I'm glad I'm doing what God wants me to do. That's why you can rejoice that God leads you to do the right thing, even though it does not look like it's going to pay up much. But if it's what God told you to do, somebody said, don't be weary in doing well, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. So say, don't get weary in doing what God leads you to do. You'll reap. You'll reap if you faint not. It's Christmas time, isn't it? How many believe it's Christmas time? Did y'all know that Jesus came? Let's go here, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. That means he's my relative. That's how I spell my name. I told you I was related to Jesus. I don't care what y'all say. Amen. Somebody say praise God for that. That's tight. Jesus Counselor. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. You know, the rod of Jesse, amen. Rod and Jesse over there, thy rod and staff cover me. But Wonderful Counselor, amen. I love to see my name in Scripture, amen. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince, somebody say Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Somebody say Prince of Peace. That means he's the Prince of Shalom. He is the Prince of Shalom. And shalom means nothing broken, nothing missing. That means blessed. Shalom also means prosperity. He is the Prince of Prosperity. This child Jesus came that the gospel might be preached to the poor. How many of you know, I need some more. If you look at my wallet, somebody say, I qualify. Somebody say, I qualify. Thank God that Jesus came. And he came that the gospel might be preached to us. Amen. And what's the gospel? Amen. You don't have to be broke anymore. If you follow God's leading, his direction in time, something's going to change for you. He will lead you to the right thing and you'll make it out. You won't always be broke. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? You won't always be where you are. I'm not going to always be where I am. God will come through. Hallelujah. He is faithful and just to do exactly what he said he would do. And if someone would hear my word and just obey it, amen, and believe God and mix some faith with it, something will turn for you. Say, come now and let us reason together, because Jesus has come. Jesus has come. Someone say, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince, someone say, Prince of Peace. How many want the Prince of Peace to come in your life? How many want the Prince of Peace to come in your life? Why do we need the Prince of Peace? Because there are a lot of things that God wants us to do, and you're not able to do it without peace. Feed the hungry, clothe the poor. I ain't got no money to feed no hungry and clothe no poor. You see somebody that doesn't have a cloak, give them your cloak. I need my coat. Somebody say amen. There are some things that Jesus tells us to do that you got to have some peace about. Amen. You'd have much more peace if you had enough, wouldn't you? You wouldn't have a problem tithing if you had enough, right? You wouldn't have enough problem sowing big seed if you had enough, right? You'd have a peace. I'm going to say a peace. Where'd that come from? Peace. I'm going to throw it back at you. Amen. So say, you got to have a peace about God's direction. How many got some things God spoke to your heart? Do you have a peace about it? What will it take to give you a peace about what God spoke to you? Great faith. And along with great faith comes great finance. Somebody say amen. God told, how many of you believe that God told us to do Nations Church? Well, you know what? I'd like to do Nations Church in peace. Somebody say in peace. That means light bill paid, phone bill paid. Amen. Somebody say he is the Prince of Peace. He will allow us to walk out the will of God for our life. It was always God's intention that his people would follow his Father's voice. But people were never able to follow his voice without some help. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So Jesus came so that we might be able to obey the voice of the Father. And he gave us salvation that we might be able to do that. Amen. How many are ready to be blessed so you can follow the voice of the Father? You want to get your stuff taken care of. You want salvation to be taking place in your life so you can go and do what he wants you to do, to take care of the widow, the fatherless, and the homeless, and all those other deals. Amen? Well, you're going to have a peace about that, right? Well, let's work on this peace so we can do truly what God wants us to do. Amen? Did you enjoy tonight? Amen. Somebody say, I'm ready for the best of God. Say that. Stand up and say that one more time. I'm ready for the best of God. Say it one more time. I'm ready for the best of God. Somebody say amen. And in as you're standing right there, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off of your shoulders." Woo! Somebody say, praise God. That means all the stuff the devil does that you can't have peace. Somebody say, burden. From off his shoulders, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. That thing, I mean, sometimes you get bills. I get bills. I get stuff. Good Lord, it's hard to keep your mind on Jesus when you're worried about what's going to be happening next. I don't care what you say. Somebody say amen. That's a yoke. I love to go on with God, but shoot, I got work. But you know what? That yoke. Somebody say that yoke. From having to serve the world and work over the world and do all that stuff, the anointing of God, and that's Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Jesus Christ is the anointing of God. He is the anointed one. That anointing will destroy. Do you hear what I'm saying? It will destroy that yoke. It will take the care of life from off of your shoulder. How many of you believe God can do that for you? He will take that. That's what that means when it says the anointing shall destroy the yoke. That means that his anointing, that what Jesus does for you, it will take the cares of the world from off of your shoulder, that you can be free to be led by the Holy Ghost. God wants to bless you right away. Right away, God wants to bless you and do you well. Will you let him bless you in that level? Will you let him bless you to that degree? Will you come and listen and learn to do well? Some say, if I learn to do well, the Prince of Peace will reign in my heart, and I'll be able to follow the good that God has for me. Hallelujah. I like this scripture. It just ripped out. The Holy Ghost helps me, doesn't it? The Holy Ghost just helps. I love this Bible. Some of y'all want to see this Bible, but I love this Bible. I found two of the pages as I was cleaning my room the other day. I said, there it is. Hallelujah. I hadn't read that. Somebody say hallelujah. A lot of times y'all see me up here, Jesse, find this scripture for me because I ain't got it in my Bible. It fell out a couple days ago. Amen. It says, listen, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Somebody say, thank God for that. I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. And I'm not playing games with you. I'm telling you what. I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and I want to claim it just like Jesus did. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach. Amen. The gospel to the poor. Amen. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is your year. Everybody say this. This is my year to be blessed. This is my year to have the best. I do believe this is my year. Claim that one more time. This is my year to be blessed. This is my year, praise God, to have the best. I do believe this is my year. And I confirm that he has sent me to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. The recovery of sight to the blind. Hallelujah. Everything's going to be all right. Somebody's going to make it out. Amen. If you put your faith to, you have no idea what's right in front of your face. And what God can do. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Well, just sit down. Amen. Glory to God. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Amen. It's 9 o'clock. Don't forget Jesus. Don't forget Jesus. Yeah, there are lots of opportunities that come for you to make a lot of money. But I tell you what. Money should drive you to Jesus and not away. How can you tell God if it keeps you out of church? It's not God. Prosperity doesn't keep you from God. Prosperity should drive you to Jesus. Amen. I want a lot of money so I can do what God wants me to do. Amen. I'm not with God so God can give me money. Amen. That's not what it's all about. You can do a lot of things. You can do a lot of things to get money. Not all of it's legal. Amen. But you can get with God to where God will bless you so that you want to be with him even more. Amen. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he addeth absolutely no sorrow with it, he gives Jesus with it. Somebody say, thank God for that. How many of you are in agreement for something good? And you're going to keep your heart open to the leading of the Holy Ghost. I want you to know that God's in hot pursuit to bless you. And the Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. That I might be able to dwell, where? In the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Can I read that one scripture to you? I know you're out of here. It's just 9 o'clock. Y'all to get out of here. I want to go home too. Missing my TV show. Amen. No, I'm joking. Somebody say hallelujah. That's a good verse right there. I hope it's still in my Bible. Amen. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. This is my favorite Bible verse. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is such a good book, this Bible, isn't it? Has anybody got a Bible with Psalm 1 through 31 in it? Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. How many in it for the long run? Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When God is your shepherd, you will not be in want for any good thing. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through. Somebody say, thank God for that. Some of you are in some situations that look like the shadow of death. Ain't nothing living around here. Everything's dead. Amen. You got some stuff you're going to go through. Amen. How many get those yea, though? I'm one of those yea, though. I'm walking through some things. The devil trying to say, it's going to die. It ain't going to work. Amen. But I'm going to walk right through it. Somebody say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will learn to fear absolutely no evil. Somebody say, I've learned in the valley of death to fear no evil. Glory to God. You don't understand that. You know, I've been through some things in my life and some things in this ministry. Amen. We've been through the valley of the shadow of death. Situations would arise, say, hey, this is it. They will say, hey, this is it. You ain't going to go no farther. What you going to do now? It's all over. Amen. He said, well, what you going to get after you get that? You going to be worn out? No, I'm not worn out. I've just developed a greater endurance. In the valley of the shadow of death, I've learned to fear no evil. Glory to God. And some of you are in some situations that look like it's going to close up for you, that it's all over. I tell you what, you're going to come out a winner. You're going to come out with absolutely no fear. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You won't learn not to fear until you walk through death. I will fear absolutely no evil. Glory to God. For you are with me. Somebody say, thank God. Some of you are in some rough situation, but I want you to know he's with you. And not only is he with you, but Pastor Rod. Somebody say, thy rod. Somebody say, thank God. And your staff. Amen. You got Pastor Rod and everybody else around here with you. Glory to God. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Somebody say, thank God. They'll comfort you while you walk through the valley. You're going to get through it, glory to God. You're not going to be there forever. You will make it through this. You will come out. Trouble, don't let. You will come out. I want you to know that. You will come out. Do you hear me? Write it down. You are going to come out, glory to God. Be comforted and be encouraged. Trouble doesn't last always. You're going to make it through. You're going to make it through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to make it through. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. You will make it through. Somebody say, well, praise the Lord. What happened to me? I got excited and lost my page, but I found it. Amen. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Somebody say, thank God. And look at this scripture right here after Sunday night. Somebody should shout in here. Amen. Somebody should shout in here. Somebody say, my cup. That bowl that we were talking about, that pot, they say, fill it up with water. Somebody say, amen. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my cup's running over. If I can get you to the point to where your cup can run over, everything will be all right. Somebody say, my cup runs over. My cup runs over. Say it. My cup runs over. It says, for. Surely. Somebody say, surely. Surely. See, some people got the law chasing them, amen. Some people got the devil on your back, but I tell you what, there's about to be a switch, amen. Hey, amen, instead of the devil get you on the run, somebody say, I'm not going to be running from the devil anymore, amen. You're going to put the devil on the run. The Bible says to resist the devil and he shall flee, amen. Behind you, somebody say, I'm going to tell you what's behind you. If you learn not to fear, amen, what's behind you, somebody say, surely goodness and mercy. Somebody say, praise God for that. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. They'll follow you when you follow Jesus. Goodness and mercy will follow you when you follow the good shepherd. You follow the good shepherd along the path. Goodness and mercy back you up. I tell you what, you got Jesus before you, amen, and you got the angel of goodness behind you and the angel of mercy behind you. You hear what I'm saying? If you fall back, they'll hook you up, amen. When you go forward, Jesus will take you there. Surely goodness and mercy are with you. You are not by yourself. They're not going to let you lag behind. They're back there to help you and to bless you and to bring you out. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, I got my back. I got two big boys. Amen. Goodness is behind me. Amen. And mercy's behind you. What more could you ask for? That means good things just happen because they want to happen. Amen. And when you deserve to get messed up in a big greasy spot, mercy says, I'll forgive it. Keep walking. Amen. You can mess up and still get it back together again. You are going to mess up. Amen. But mercy's there to cover you. Amen. Amen. Mercy's that rain check. Amen. Mercy's that sick pay, amen. You didn't go to work, amen. But you called in, you got that sick paycheck, amen. Somebody say, I got a backup. It's called mercy. God's got you covered. You are going to make it. You're not going to make it all by yourself. Said, your rod and your staff, they comfort me, amen. I believe that staff is goodness and mercy, amen. Says it ain't work for Jesus. I saw this TV show last night. We went to the movies. What movie did we see? What, I don't know. It was a good movie. They robbed. Dean took me to a movie about somebody getting robbed in a casino. Amen. Hallelujah. The wealth of the wicked stored up for the righteous. No, not joking. No, I wanted to go, and I told him I didn't want to go to no movie where nobody gets shot. Amen. Amen. I like you, but no, I said that. So I'm just coming up right. But this boy had to dress up like he was somebody. Amen. And this old man dressed up, and he had these two young boys behind him. Amen. With a little headset on, they were following him. Amen. They were following because he was important. Everybody said the Secret Service. You see the president come, they got somebody behind you. But every believer's got somebody behind them. Amen. You're covered. Amen. You're not by yourself. You got an angel called goodness behind you, and you got an angel called mercy behind you. And they'll follow you all the days of your life. Somebody say, either they're with me or God's a liar. Is God a liar? Is God a liar? So what are you afraid of? Somebody say, hallelujah. Some say, I'm covered, even in the valley of the shadow of death. I will dwell, somebody say, and I will do what? Where? For how long? Goodness and mercy ain't going to help you unless you got a mindset to dwell in the house of the Lord. See, a lot of people think goodness and mercy want to follow them until they dwell in their big mansion. I'm going to dwell in my house, what I can build, do all these other things. No, goodness and mercy are following you so you will have the ability to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life. Somebody say, praise the Lord. God is good. Now I'm done. Stand up. I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, God is so good. God is so good. Sing it. God is so good, he's so good to me. Sing it. And God is so good. Sing it. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Father, I pray that as your people yield their hearts to you, their minds to you, their spirits to you, their time to you, Father God, that you would take it and receive it and bless them abundantly. Father, I pray over their dwelling places. I pray over every adventure they go through, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that they have come tonight, Father. And Lord, as I'm appreciative of this, Lord, I know that you are appreciative right now in the name of Jesus. And that's grace. So we pray grace upon them from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. And God, I call something good to happen in the name of Jesus. Bless them and let your gospel be preached to them and let them take heed to it and learn of your ways. Then that might will be able to walk in your paths, which are good paths, that something good is going to happen to them right away. We rebuke the curse of the devil. Amen. We bestow the blessing of heaven. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against him is going to prosper, Father God. And we stand on your word and hold you to be true. Amen. That surely goodness and mercy will be able to follow them all the days of their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Brother Jesse, go on. Amen. You want Crystal to do it for you? Crystal, go on and do it for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, hurry up, Crystal. Amen. Is that mic on for her?
Who gives the cash? So it helps even if you write your name on the envelope and put it in that way. If you're not, I guess you can go ahead and hold up your seed whenever you get it ready.
Amen.
And it really does. And if you start off small and just give what you have, God will increase it. God will send it back 100-fold. You know, so that's the best way to get in there, is just to give something. Because when you give something, if not, you know, just participate anyway. And, you know, because God sees your heart and God will move in that area and bless you. But Father God, we just bless the seed tonight in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for the opportunity to sow into your kingdom. And we thank you for all the good things that you're doing in this house, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that this house is blessed. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless every seed tonight and every sower. And God, I just pray that you would increase it 100-fold, God, that they could give even more into the kingdom, Father God, and that they would be blessed in their own lives as well. And Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity tonight. And we give joyfully in Jesus' name. And now you can just bring your seed up to the front.
When you sow.